Welcome to AM Best Audio.
As mental health concerns become more prevalent in the workplace, employers face increased exposure to employment practices liability claims. Rising discrimination claims related to mental health highlight the need for companies to proactively address these issues. For insurers, this shift underscores the importance of updating policies, offering guidance on risk management, and ensuring that employers are equipped with the tools to minimize potential claims. I'm Lori Chortis for AM Best Audio, and joining us now to discuss that is Chris Williams. He's Employment Practices Liability Product Manager at Travelers. Chris, welcome. It's great to speak with you. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Lori, thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Chris, how are evolving mental health expectations affecting employer responsibilities and exposure to employment practices liability risks?
Just by way of background, employers have an obligation to abide by federal statutes such as the Americans with Disabilities Act and the Family Medical Leave Act. And mental health issues can fall under both of those statutes. Companies that don't comply with those statutes could face charges of discrimination, demand letters from lawyers, or potentially a lawsuit. And that in turn could trigger an employment practices liability policy. Employers have an obligation to provide accommodation under the Americans with Disabilities Act, unless it presents an undue hardship. And they have an obligation to engage in an interactive process with their employees. And that just basically means having a collaborative discussion between the employer and the employee on a reasonable accommodation that will allow the individual to perform the essential job functions. So that's sort of the background piece. But I think what we've seen recently is employees are generally more aware of their rights, and there's been a general societal focus on mental health overall. And as a result of that, there's been a significant increase in claims based on mental health issues such as anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder, and depression.
What current trends are you seeing in workplace discrimination claims related to mental health issues?
So just if you look at the statistics between 2021 and 24, there was a 45% increase in EEOC charges on the basis of post-traumatic stress disorder, anxiety, and depression. So that's a pretty meaningful increase, and that goes back to just employees being more aware of their rights. According to the National Alliance of Mental Illness, approximately one in five adults in the U.S., that's about 57 million people, experience an occurrence of mental illness each year. So there's a lot of people that are suffering with these conditions. Per OSHA, more than 80% of workers have reported experience workplace stress. And that stress doesn't always have a negative impact on mental health, but it certainly can. So I think what we can see sometimes in these claims that are brought, employees may ask for accommodations for mental health conditions. And that could be things like breaks, flexible work schedules, maybe quiet work areas, could be working from home. And employers really need to be prepared to address those concerns on an individual basis.
Customize your data experience. Best Link now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Chris, what steps can employers take to reduce mental health-related employment practices liability risks?
So in terms of the first piece, I think just employers should recognize the impact stress can have on the workplace. There could be an increase in the potential for workplace incidents, reduced productivity, more absenteeism, and that all can undermine morale, right? A Gallup poll revealed that missed work due to worker mental health days could cost the economy $47 billion annually in lost productivity. That's some real money, obviously. So in terms of what employers could do, one, it's they have a written policy in place in accordance with the ADA and the FMLA and state law equivalents. I think it's important to train employees and supervise in particular on recognizing requests from employees and not treating those requests cavalierly and really considering them relative to the employer's obligations under the law. Always a good idea to use HR and consult with them on those requests, obviously. And one of the challenges for employers is employees don't necessarily have to mention that they're looking for a request under the Americans with Disability Act. They could just say, I would like this request because of A, B, C. And if you have a policy in place, which all employers should, I would say it's important that you follow that policy. We see some claim activity where the employer has a policy and they don't follow it. I'd also say employers should exercise caution when they discipline somebody with a mental health condition and consult with counsel before terminating such an employee, because that could lead to litigation, and that's often an expensive endeavor and time-consuming one as well. And then finally, I'd just say consider the benefit of an EPL policy. An employer could do everything right, potentially, with a termination, and they could still get sued.
And how can carriers help insureds get ahead of these risks before they turn into claims?
So one way is to talk to people like you today, Lori, right? Just to help educate employers on their obligations under the law. We work closely with our brokers and agents and provide risk management services to our customers to educate them about their obligations under the law. And generally speaking, EPL policies are designed to provide coverage for claims by employees, former employees, and applicants for items such as discrimination, harassment, retaliation, and wrongful termination. Just broadly speaking, as the workplace continues to evolve, carriers can make adjustments to address new issues through policy language, provide training materials to employers, and update employers on those changes to the law that could potentially impact them.
Chris, how do you see underwriting or claims strategies evolving as mental health becomes a bigger factor?
So it's really difficult, Lori, to predict what's going to happen in the future, and I don't have a great track record in that regard, so I'm not sure I'm going to try. I will say at Travelers, from an underwriter, we have a great team of underwriters who really try to go out and help educate our clients and our agents and brokers about these exposures, and that's not going to change. We have a great group of claim folks. We're really just committed to fair and just resolution for our customers with every claim that comes in. I will say potentially, right, we could provide more training. And we do already provide training on disability discrimination, but not necessarily on these mental health issues that we've seen an increase in those claims recently.
Chris, looking ahead, how do you see mental health shaping employment practices, liability insurance coverage, and insurer strategies over the next several years?
So again, I'm not great at making predictions. I think we'll continue to see requests for people to work from home, and those are really challenging for employers to deal with, because for some there's a perception that that's not fair, that somebody gets to work from home but somebody else does. But again, there's a legal basis for doing that oftentimes. So I think we're just going to continue to see these claims overall, and we'll continue to monitor it. And issues that impact employers tend to work their way into EPL coverage, so we'll continue to set strategies accordingly.
Chris, this has been so interesting, so insightful. It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Lori, thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
That was Chris Williams, Employment Practices Liability Product Manager at Travelers. For AM Best Audio, I'm Lori Chortis.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.